Welcome to those who are joining, and we'll give it another couple of minutes while everyone is here with us today for this exciting event.
Oh, people are joining us from all over the place. Netherlands, Zaandam, Netherlands, Milan, Paris.
Yeah, that's what we want actually. Cross companies and cross countries.
Cool.
I
Maybe
think
we can also share where we are sitting so people feel a little bit more comfortable. Yeah, where are you based?
well, I am currently based in Prague in Czech Republic. Where are you, Lydia?
I am probably in the smallest space out of everyone who's going to join today. So I'm based in Tallinn, the capital of Estonia, a small country in the Baltics. And it's
Right.
already snowing here, by the way.
Is it already?
Yeah, prepare for the winter to come. I'm the first one
Yeah.
to know.
Yeah, here in Belgium, it made very quickly sudden to rain and winter season. So,
Okay. It's a
no.
mission.
So,
Belgium.
yeah, I'm based close to Milan, in a place called Biella, in Italy, and we're a very sunny day today. And that's I've had to close the shutters, and that's why I've got all these light marks on my face. I'm sorry, guys.
Sounds good. Oh, you're probably in the warmest place, aren't you?
Technically, yes. I am based in Madrid, Spain, but it's been raining and very cold for the past week.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we'll give it one more minute for everyone who wants to join us. And in the meantime, I will announce a few things that this kickoff session, not even a webinar, is going to be recorded so that everyone who wants to rewatch it, who wants to join the program, can learn everything they need to know. And second thing I want to share with you is that here in Lead Network, we follow the antitrust guidelines, which means that we please ask you to bear in mind all the potential cross-company clashes that may happen due to pricing and sensitive information sharing. So in the space that we'll have for questions, please refrain from entering into any of the antitrust fields. So with that, I suggest we actually give it a kickoff. And today we are going to tell you everything that we've been doing to create a really powerful program aimed to activate the next gen talent and help next gens become the leaders of the future in the industry that we are working in, consumer goods and retail industry. So this program is going to be called Impact 35. As you can see, the motto is next gens transforming the industry. And today, myself and my team are going to tell you everything you need to know if you are interested to join this program, or if you want to share it with those next gens in your company who may be the ones joining this program. And today we are going to share with you everything we've built about, and just a little introduction of us that are going to bring this session over to you today. So myself, I'm Lydia Simkowska. I'm Women's Career Empowerment and Leadership Coach, and I am a founder of my company called Wow Humans. And I really hope that today you're gonna feel the effect of the impact, the wow effect that next gens can make in our industry. So super excited to share the floor today with my team and passing on to Michelle.
Perfect. Thank you, Lydia. Hello there, everyone. So my name is Michelle, and I'm utmost passionate actually to drive change within our beloved industry. That's also why I joined a food tech startup to drive AI and see how we can accelerate processes in our beloved industry. So I hope really today that we're going to bring the message on why we need you as a next gen to also drive and bring those bold ideas to the table. Next to you, Hiromi.
Right. Hi, everybody. My name is Hiromi Nakamura Svensson. I am originally half Swedish, half Japanese. I currently work in Kimberly-Clark as procurement team leader for marketing procurement and for the MEA. And I've been with NextGen for 3 years now, and we've been working on a lot of initiatives. I have to say that this is by far the biggest and I think the most impactful initiative as yet. Please, just one small request for today. Put any questions you've got in the chat. We'll be looking in. We want to keep it quite quite relaxed and informal, and we'll take you through what we've created. So over to you, Vera.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm Vera. I'm from Asahi, of working in marketing procurement for global brands. And I'm also a One Young World ambassador and a relentless believer that we can do business where people and environment can thrive. And this program is everything about that. So I will close the loop with Julieta.
Thank you. So I'm Julieta. I work for Cambio. My current role is e-commerce capabilities for ML, which basically means bringing new thing to the organization. And with that spirit, I think we all within NextGen, you know, that I also want to echo her Oma's message. In these past 2 years, I've never seen anything this big, this impactful, and so much linked and done by and for NextGen. So with this, you know, I don't want you waiting longer to know what this is all about.
Amazing.
I hope you enjoy.
So thanks a lot for this introduction. So I think you've gotten the, you know, kind of the excitement that we all share here. And now we're going to explain to you everything about this program. Let's go.
Good. Perfect. So Impact 35, it is really a program for next geners, the leaders of tomorrow, to really bring bold ideas to the table. But why actually do we need that? Well, at this moment, we're really about a do or die challenge. Did you know that the CPG industry, so the consumer packed goods industry and the retailer industry, is accountable for 30% of the global house emission gases? That's one third. It's massively. Now, in the Paris conference in 2021, there was a verdict signed that actually the CPG industry and the retail industry needs to reduce this GHG, so the greenhouse emission gases, by 90% by 2050. Another report actually showed that nowadays, almost all the companies, they do have the plans to make that change. But in the past 5 years, only 10% of those companies actually could put those results on the table. I think it's very clear that we need a big change. It's not just a little tweak. We really need a disruption in this industry. And that's why we need you as NextGeners to bring the bold ideas mixed with technologies, because the little changes are not going to cut it anymore. Moreover, we have a population that is going to grow by 2 million people in the next 2 years. 2 million. How are we going to feed the people? How are we going to make sure that we can stay on this planet? That's why we really need those disruptive innovations, disruptive ideas to be bringing to the table to, as you see on the graph, that we don't go down the cliff, but we actually can make sustain on this planet. Okay, you may think now, fine, a program for climate change and really make sure that we can bring the difference in this world. But why actually is this one very important? So in the next one, we see. Yeah, so why is this now really, really urgent? Well, we asked the question to you, NextGeners, in this call. Do you feel comfortable in our industry? Do you think that the ideas you bring to the table, how bold they can be, that they actually listen to, and that they're able to be implemented? While listening to your voices, we saw actually that more than 50% of the NextGeners, that's more than half of your team in your company, actually said that the industry is not matching their needs. Even bigger results are saying that more than 70% of the people are saying that they most likely are not going to stay in this industry because they don't feel at home. They don't feel it's fitting their needs, and they feel that people are not listening to their bold ideas. So actually, wait a minute. I just said before that the CPG industry, so the consumer packed goods, the retail industry, is responsible for approximately 30% of the green household emission gases. On top of that we really need the next geners to bring very bold, disruptive ideas to the table. But at the same moment, you're telling us that you don't feel empowered to actually bring those ideas to the table and to put them in actions. And that's where actually we, as the Impact 35 founders and members, was really a red flag for us. And that's why Impact 35 is existing, to make sure that we can connect you as a bold leader of the future to the CEOs, to the senior leaders, to make sure that your bold ideas are heard, can be brought to the table, and moreover, that you are empowered to actually implement it, to make sure that you can have an effective communication and that you're heard within this industry. So that's why really we have the urge on this program to make sure that we have the impact that we should have. Fiera, over to you to tell us a little bit more on actually why this program is unique.
Yeah, I would like to just still emphasize of what you just said, Michelle, because I don't know how about you, but when I first heard about Do or Die Challenge, everything inside of me was like screaming like, hey, we need to do something. Come on, people, move. And then, you know, more you start to dig into the topic of the climate crisis, you understand how deeply layered this problem is. And I've actually realized that, you know, there will be no one single silver bullet that will save us. We need many, many, many silver bullets. And the way, you know, the old way of operating and thinking and living is not working on the longer run. And it's not just touching the climate change, but the change overall in the industry with the technological upgrades and so on. So we all need this upgrade everywhere, in every household, in every company, in every industry. We need a systemic change. And young leaders like you are the key to these transformations. And out of this urgent need, the program Impact 35 was born, a pathfinder for passionate and driven people who wants to be part of the change and create lasting impact in our industry. So Impact 35 will offer you a safe space to learn some new skills, which will develop you on your change-making journey. We cannot do this alone, and that's why, and that's actually the moment when we have to step out from these competitions and use our innate ability to cooperate. And this program is tailored to be a cross-company and cross-generational to expedite the exchange. It's time for bold ideas which can transform the industry. And remember, if you spot something, you know, you see that something is missing in your company or in the industry, and nobody done it before you, it just means that it's really waiting for you to just pull up your sleeves and do it, and you will be not doing it alone. The group of supportive next-geners are ready to embark on this journey. And now a next slide, and I will tell you a little bit more about the program formula. So Impact 35 is using a following a formula, which leads to an impact with a capital letters. The phases of the program are spread across the whole duration of the program. So you will start with your journey with building some new skills necessary to become a leader of tomorrow. In a get inspired, you actually will encounter some inspirational trailblazers who have already done some impactful work and will be engaging with you to empower you and inspire you. Also, there will be a supportive role coming from your own company, and this will be your company sponsor who will help you on this journey. In a rethink stage, you will work in a cross-company groups to put your heads together and brainstorm on the ideas with the objective to define one bold idea per group. And during the shape it phase, your cohort will bring this idea further, research and work with the expert and mentors in order to shape this idea in a form of a presentation that, you know, that will respond the classical why, what, how, when, how much, and so on. And this will actually, bold idea in the form of this presentation will be at the end presented to a jury formed by a couple of cross-industry CEOs in the convince block. And as a final stage of the program is naturally becoming the inspiration for the industry and creating some lasting impact through this bold idea. And I will now hand over to my next friend with the Impact 35, what you will actually learn during this learn phase.
So yeah, I'm just like, you know, I think I'm just stunned by the passion we're rebranding, and you can see that this is a really a trailblazer program. And we understand that as excited we can be, but there is so much also that we want to give to this next gen leaders, the impactors, as we call them, to really become equipped, you know, kind of to bring this bold change forward. So we've been actually doing last year a study from which also the numbers that Michelle was talking about come from. And we've been asking next gens, what do you need to become the enabled future for tomorrow? And we've realized there are three levels of levers that that will help next gens really propel as leaders. So first, we've found out what are these skills that will help next gens grow. These are the following skills. It's about confidence, to really figure out where your internal confidence sits and how, even if you don't have yet a title, you can still really bring your message across with that confidence. It's about influencing without authority. And as I said, it's for next gens, and you may not have that title or authority yet, but we want your voice to be heard. And in this program, you will have the space to learn on influencing about authority, but also to apply it, because you'll be talking to your senior sponsors, you'll be bringing your idea of your team to the CEOs, and you'll be making that impact. And of course, you need to learn how to drive this powerful communication. So however bold your idea is, it can really be treated in the business context as a sane idea, and you can really make it happen. Then we realized also from this study that what would really enable this, this bold ideas coming from next gens to really succeed is by connecting cross-generation. And we understand that there is immense value in connecting across generations. So we will provide for cross-generational sessions where together with your sponsors, you'll be able to learn about each other's generations. So what leaders have to understand about next gens, but also what next gens have to understand about the business and human reality of the leaders they are talking to. Also, there will be space for one-on-one work with your individual senior level sponsor from your own company. And also, this program is very much specific about transforming our industry. So you will learn really the industry specifics of how a project can be successful in the reality of consumer goods and retail as an industry. What are the trends that you have to keep in mind, but also how you can navigate your career in this industry? So it's really about becoming that empowered leader to grow your career, but also make that impact that's going to be the right one for the future. And how shall we do that? How shall we connect with leaders? Hiromi.
All right. So basically, this whole big impact, you know, the change that we're trying to achieve is obviously not something that next gens can drive alone. You've heard mentors being or sponsors being mentioned by the previous speakers. And basically what it is that we need to connect with leaders and we need to work together in collaboration to make this happen. Neither one party or the other is going to be able to do it on their own. So we need to work together. Both next gens and leaders need to bring their strengths to the table. Leaders have expertise and they have really valuable experience to share, whereas next gens can bring innovation, forward thinking, and that mindset to disrupt the status quo to drive that necessary change. So the model that we've created as part of the work, we call it Leadership 2.0. It outlines the portrait of an ideal leader as next gens see it, the type of leader that would be necessary to help us drive this change substantially. So with Impact 35, the aim is to connect generations based on this leadership model. Many of you may have heard already us talking about this Leader 2.0 in previous sessions. So you might already be familiar with this model, but I'm going to explain it briefly for those who've never seen it or it's the first time, and hopefully it will resonate with everybody. So when we define the Leader 2.0 profile, we use these five macro areas: purposeful, empowering, growth-oriented, transparent, leading by example, and human. So what does that actually mean? So purposeful is a leader who understands the connection between profit and ESG, so environment, social governance, who doesn't just push for the commercial gain of the company, but understands the importance of the environment that we live in, social economic impacts, et cetera. It's also someone who values personal attributes and diversity in development conversations, and somebody understands how personal differences can drive performance. Empowering On the other hand, refers to someone who doesn't just delegate the work and cascade it top down, but rather somebody who co-creates the strategy with their team. They also share recognition and credit, and gives a good balance between autonomy combined with the right level of support to get things done. So they're not just throwing the work out there and say, you go and fix it. They give support, but at the same time, they're also not staying there trying to micromanage. Growth oriented and transparent is more around somebody who's open to sharing their stories, also sharing their mistakes to help develop others. Somebody who's not trying to put a, you know, like a fake attitude on to show how good they are, but actually they want to show their weaknesses to help others develop. And their focus is more on developing their team, and they understand that their own success comes from the success of their team and from the success of each individual within that team. So they're more coaches, and they're kind of strong believers in mentoring. Leads through example, on the other hand, I mean, I think the title is quite obvious, but it's talking about open-mindedness and around being flexible to, you know, flexible working arrangements, or, you know, being a promoter of flexible working arrangements, having an understanding and respect for an individual's personal situation, personal life and preferences. And also somebody who encourages a healthy work-life balance. Lastly, then human is all about being able to show vulnerability and care for others. So putting the employee's well-being at the center of everything and not being afraid to showing emotions and showing that they actually have a soft side. So not putting that, you know, kind of fake wall on or that fake appearance, but rather openly speaking and sharing feelings and creating that culture within the company. So as mentioned before, within Impact 35, within the program, each next gen will have a senior level sponsor from their own company. And it's important that the sponsor has these traits of the leader 2.0. And that is, you know, to be able to maximize the benefits and the learnings, maximizing the collaboration that we're looking to drive, to maximize also the, you know, the impact that we're driving with the program, we need the leaders to have this open mindset of Leader 2.0. And then the idea is that the participants get to nominate their own sponsor. So if you do decide to apply for Impact 35, please make sure that you select your sponsor well and that they are leaders of this trait. So, yes, basically, hang on. So digging a bit deeper into who then should be selected as a sponsor and what will the sponsor do? So a sponsor is someone who, as mentioned, identifies as a leader 2.0, as it hold, you know, that they hold the correct characteristics and the mindset of this type of leader. It should be somebody senior that has a vast experience within the company or within the industry, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the sponsor has to be an expert in a specific field, or they have to be an expert within environment, sustainability, etc. They should just be senior enough to be able to connect the participant with the relevant experts within the company. And, you know, if necessary, the sponsor should make those connections and help the participant to get the right support internally as well to drive change and to drive innovation. The sponsor should be somebody who's open to sharing their knowledge, sharing their experiences, their insights, and is committed to the growth and development, obviously, of the next generation of leaders. It is super important that they have, you know, that kind of attitude, and that they're not, you know, not just ready to share the information, but that they're also open to the whole learning piece. This is a two-way collaboration, let's say, or a two-way relationship. It's not just a mentoring where the mentor speaks and the mentee kind of takes the ideas, but it's more around, you know, both sides sharing with each other to grow it together and learn from each other. That's really important that both parties kind of have an input. And it's also important that the sponsor is prepared to commit the necessary time to mentor, to attend program sessions, and to actively engage, you know, with the participants. So those are sort of the expectations that we have for the sponsors as well. So that's a little bit about the sponsor side of things. So what about the participants? And that's what who's gonna take you through.
Thank you. So now I know you're here to listen about the program. So you already are one step closer to get in the program, because what we're looking for is someone like you, that you're both passionate, driven, and action oriented. So taking the action to already join, you know, listen to what is out there is, I think, the first step. We want to make sure that this do or die challenge really resonates with you. It resonates with what you want to work towards, that your age is between 25 and 35 years old. And why is this age? Is because within next gens, we needed to put a gap, like a gap of years. And because we want to really lead, we want to make sure that we're helping the new leaders, we're needed to put this branch. So I know this is something that my people be like, I'm 36. You know, at this point, because we only have, you know, it's the first year, we really is going to, we're going to need to put that limit. So please join if you are between those age. And one of the things that we cannot change, so it's another mandatory, is that your company is part of Lead Network through either a gold or a foundation partner. I think this, if you have any questions, please put it in the chat if you have a question, if your company is part of this, because those two is going to be our mandatory kickoff. Another big part of information is that you indeed want to learn through the skills, confident, and you're happy within the program that we're trying to shape. So you want to learn under your three C's: confident, influence with authority, communication. And you as well want to do a mix within working with your cross-functional, cross-sector, you know, and cross-cultural and cross-generation. So a lot of cross. And the last part is that you can really commit to the program in terms of time and energy. In terms of time, we're putting around 2 hours, 1.5 hour a week, and the program will last 6 months from April to October. I want to stop here for a second because it's important that we take on, right? We want to make sure that we classify in the 25 to 35, that our company's foundation and gold. No, it's fine. Okay. And then that we really are ones that want to drive and connect with. Then now timings, and then how can you apply, which is the most important thing we want to leave you with, is that we have a program for you and that you know how to apply. All right. So in a second, we will put on the chat a survey, an application form based on a survey that will get 10 questions. Within those 10 questions, it's been selected in three kind of sections. First is your personal information. So you will find very easy questions like your name, your age, or your company. The second one is your sponsors. You know, as Jerome said, we need and want a good sponsor that can lead through and be part of the program with you and can participate and bring on. So we've allowed three open box, so you can put three ideal for you sponsors that you want next to you in the program if you're selected. And the third part is a short motivation video. What we'll be asking is a maximum of 2 minutes video that helps, you know, help us understand your motivation and how you feel about the do or die challenge. That will be the last part. And you will be, what we were asking is for you to send at the end that link to where we can see the video. It's really important that you upload the video like in YouTube, Google Drive, but you give us access to see it. So I'll send the link so you maybe have a look now and we can go through any questions. And then the last message on the application is that we, this group, don't have any influence on who gets selected. That will be done by your company internally. So we encourage you all to apply. It will be now available since today until the 15th of December. Up to that point, the companies will internally be reviewing, and in April, you will be let know if you have been selected. If that is the case, in mid-April, we will have the first physical, so in-person connect, all of you. So it's going to be amazing because it's the first program that starts in person, and we want to really drive that connection. Then through that period of 6 months, we will have different, obviously, virtual sessions, brainstorm working groups, and it will finish in October in the next Lead Network conference, which we know is the 2nd and 3rd of October in Budapest. And why is it super cool is because the output will be presented to the CEOs and leaders of the industry. So your work is going to be voiced and shared very broadly. I think
So if
with
you could
this, we
put
will
the
start. Yep.
yeah if you could put the link in the chat, because I see already some questions coming in, because that's that, I mean, I think everyone who's listening now kind of has really felt the excitement. So that's what we had to share about the program. We're beyond excited as a team, I think, to share this unique opportunity. And now I see some questions coming in, so I'll read them out. Please shoot any further questions if they come along. And please, my team, tell what you think of the answers. So question from Himanshu, how many participants from each company?
I can take that one. Unfortunately, or very likely, we will only have one person per company. I know it's quite stretched compared to other programs available, like a leadership or mentor program now available from LEAD. It's because we want to make sure that this program is unique and very hands-on with top leaders. And that through the in-person and offline session, that we want to make sure that we are able to give the best experience to those. So it will be only one person per company, but I don't want this to be a disencouragement. I want this to be to make you feel even more special to apply.
Yeah, I'll probably add also to that, because I think it's super exciting, because you'll meet outstanding future leaders from other companies and imagine the impact you can make across companies, but also bringing into your own company. So I think that's actually a super cool feature. Himanshu says, I think, thanks that we've answered his question. A question from Budin. Do we need to find sponsors ourselves, or do you have a group of people via LEAD Network that would be interested and that we could select?
Right. So, yes, let me take this. So in the application form, you will be able to mention three sponsors, and that they will be people within your company. So the idea is that you nominate yourself. Obviously, if you put the one name and that person isn't available, it would be too much of a shame. So we've put the option in there to add three different people. You know, if you can't think of three different ones, then add as many as you can. But the idea is that you select them internally. There isn't a group of people, BLE Network, ready to be selected from. But of course, if for whatever reason you wouldn't be able to find yourself a sponsor within your company, you know, through the names that you've listed, then we will obviously help to identify somebody.
If I may add on that one.
Please.
Yeah, so please try to find, who do you aspire to? Who do you see that you would love to work with? Doesn't necessarily be that you already work with that person. So it might be an aspirational one. Ideally, you put your three and then the company will contact them, make sure that, you know, if you're selected, that you have a partner. If you don't have someone in mind, maybe as your LEAD Network ambassador internally, and just let them know, yeah, you want to apply and they are requesting some sponsors so they can help you guide it. This could be some, you know, recommendation on if you're really frozen on who to choose, maybe as your ambassador person internally to help you guide through that decision.
Thanks, Wu. And I also want to add that, you know, you don't have to already, like, you know, per se know this person, but you have to probably see that, okay, this person is probably senior enough to help me really, like, make that impact, bring those bold ideas to life. So, you know, I really look up to this person, and I trust that this will be a good ally for me. So that could be a way to already nominate someone. Budin is asking a further question. Do we have to already reach out to the sponsor? What do you think?
I would think at this stage, maybe not just yet, because if it is somebody you've never actually spoken to within the company, somebody you find very inspiring, it might not be the easiest thing to just cold call them and say, hey, you know, there is this program, would you want to be my sponsor? So I would say put the name down first, and then we will see who the actual selected person will be, and then we will do that connection and help you through the ambassadors that you have in the company.
Yeah, amazing. And I think that actually can be like a good, you know, a good recognition to one of the senior leaders in your company if some next gens think, you know, they are leaders 2.0 already. We have a question to put the link in the chat for the registration for some people who are already excited. Who would you do that? Please, can you put it in the chat?
I think I put it already twice. So maybe what we can do is
I haven't seen it. Who?
No, it's
Nope.
on
Maybe.
the.
Minaro, maybe you
And you
were
have to change it to
having a kid.
everybody. Maybe it's.
Yes.
Maybe that's. Yeah.
I also had that issue.
Thank
No
you.
worries.
Now I know
Yes, there
why.
it is.
Yeah, because I've been
Bravo.
sending it every time I see application form. So apologies for it. Please have a look. Click it already so that we can bring the questions.
Super. Question from Himanshu again. How is this program different from intercompany leadership program? I guess that's the inclusive leadership program, Himanshu, you mean, because that's the one I'm aware of. Please correct me if I'm wrong, though. So would anyone want to take
I
this
mean,
one on? How is this
I
unique?
think this the key or the main thing what is different about this is that there will be this initiative or this project worked on, this dilemma, where you work together with other next gens. I think the important thing here is the connection between cross generations, the connection with other next gens, so other future leaders, and the focus on how can we improve the industry. So there's a very clear focus for this program is that it's very much focused on the whole do or die graph in the beginning, right? Like what can we do to actually improve the world substantially and not just, the small things in our company, not just ourselves. It's actually about improving the world for everybody. Starting in a very small space, which is our industry, but that's where it is. So the focus is there. There might be a lot of similarities with other programs as well. This is more narrow. And it's more focused to drive that impact and for to create that connection between next gens and between sponsors and next
So
gens.
thumbs up from Himanshu. I think, yeah, we
Welcome.
answered the question. And then a question, how do you know who is your lead network ambassador from Natalia, from Ahold Delhaize? Good question, Natalia. So if possible, I will take this one. I think for you also to have a more clear connection, what we can do, we can send in the follow-up email to those who have registered, like I will explore either a table or some reach out connects, but we'll help you make the connection if you don't yet know who that person is. So I'll take that one on.
If anyone has the same question, just send us an email to any of us telling your name and your company, and we will help, share back that I, in case you're also doubting or we take a bit longer to serve the table. Just feel free to reach out.
And I would also add, after this session, today we're talking a lot about this program, or we're talking only about this program, but obviously, if there's anybody out there, who wants to get more involved in these kind of activities, not necessarily creating leadership programs, but we do a lot of webinars, we do a lot of things through NextGen, through Lead Network. So if you want to get more involved, please let any of us know. You can connect with us on LinkedIn, you can drop us an email, you can write on I think you can write on the portal as well on the NextGen page, I think. So yeah, do reach out. Your involvement depends on how much time you have to give. So if you wanted to get involved 20 hours a week, you could do that. I don't think any of us have that amount of time at the moment. It's all about volunteering. But if you wanted to do a couple of hours here and there, we're always looking for more people to help kind of spread the purpose. So yeah, do get in touch.
And Joe is sharing the link of how
Oh,
you can
thank
get
you, Joe.
involved. let's leave another moment to see if there are any other further questions on the program. But if I can share, kind of from my perspective, I think this is really kind of a unique chance to learn what will enable you in your career and leadership skills, to really connect with those leaders, but ultimately be able to bring some really tangible, impactful change. So if that resonates with you, this is probably the right space for you to join. And please feel free to build up if there is anything on your heart and mind.
I totally agree, Lydia, with you, and that's also what I believe all of us attracted, because we really needed this type of the platform where we can openly speak, what we want to what kind of change we want to bring to the industry. And this is the moment where you can really expedite and make the path really much more straightforward and more and the change to be implemented much faster, because you are not you don't have to go through all these, you know, layers of the mid and, you know, local, regional and so on to do some change. You just go straight away to CEO, and that's actually something that is super powerful and what is also unique on the on this program. What I would also maybe add, just to as a sort of reassurance, you know, sometimes people feel a little bit uncomfortable to record themselves on the video, so just don't over engineer it. You just need you really yeah just like your telephone. You can just record yourself. We just want to see you as a human. We want to, you know, see your passions, hear your voice. What are your ideas? How do you want to actually make a change, make an impact? So don't feel bad. Don't feel, you know, uncomfortable about that. You don't have to be some sort of ultra, you know, production pro. Just really record simple video on with your thoughts.
Thanks, Viera. Viera has the experience of that by applying to programs in that style with a video. So please just, you know, kind of be honest and transparent and share what you feel about it. So a request to please stay for a couple of more minutes. We'll see, depending on the questions, to tell us what you think about this session. So please, please bear with us. And another question I see from Jennifer. For those over 35, I understand the age restrictions, but I love the idea of creating change. How can we support in other ways? So
get involved in NextGen. There are so many activities happening. Get involved. I mean, the age range is, you know, it's just for this program. It was just to try and narrow the pool down a bit. But we have so much work to do, you know, if you're 36 or 37 or if you're 24, and you know, it doesn't really matter when it comes to the day-to-day stuff that we work with in NextGen. The important thing is that we're all kind of there in the beginning of our careers, just kind of almost a leader, but not quite yet, you know, not really new in terms of career, but you know, we're getting there and starting to become leaders. So it's all about that and the mindset. If you've got that, then please come join us.
Great, thanks from Jennifer. So indeed, reach out and we'll find a way for you to support, because exactly like this program, as much as everything in NextGen, as much as everything in Lead Network, has been done by people who want to make a change. So please reach out and we're going to find a way. So,
or maybe if I can add, Ilidia, Jennifer, or anyone else on the call, just help us to spread the news, because you know, now today is the kickoff date, but then we have still until 15th of December, I guess. No, this is the deadline for the applications. Help us to spread the news. If you know someone in your company who you think could be a good fit for this program as a participant, just you know, direct them to the link of this recording, but also share on the LinkedIn the post, so as much as many people can learn about this program as possible. That would be really, really, really helpful.
Right. So I don't see any further questions. I hope we made it clear. So Marga, I guess if we could run the estimation, please help us by telling us what you think about this session. That will be really helpful to us. And you have the questions on now. So please vote what you think about this session. And are you willing to join further sessions like this? And if you join through the NextGen chapter, or are you a member of a different chapter? So when the voting is done, just maybe final thoughts. As you probably feel, we are beyond excited with this team to offer this program to you. please reach out to any of us, and we're going to put the contacts in the follow-up email for any questions, any doubts. But if you feel, okay, this resonates, this is something, you know, I would like to get involved, just give it a try. And we're also going to follow up with a way to connect you with your lead network partner ambassadors in your company, so you can make any connections. Any final encouragements? And with that, I think we are ready to wrap up.
Good, looking forward to hearing from you guys. And any questions, just reach out.
Thanks a lot. We're looking forward
to
you. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.